Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
Luke 21, verses 25 through 36. Hear these words of the Lord. There will be signs of the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on the earth distressed among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your hands. Hear that part of the scripture again. Stand up and raise your hands, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. There's a gentleman who went to church and left disappointed. His wife saw that he was disappointed, saw that he didn't really enjoy the service at all. And she said, "Honey, what happened?" He said, "Well, I saw on the marquee that Hope was going to be here today." And she said, "Well, wasn't it?" And he said, "I didn't see Bob anywhere." I just played that to somebody at 9 o'clock.
Girl who went on The Voice, who
saw me, don't know her name. And not one shit turned around. Her little girl and her were in the back and they were interviewing them. She said, oh, Mama, you'll get a chair to turn around. You'll get a chair to turn around. Have hope. Believe me. I believe in you, Mama. I believe in you, Mama. And when she got up and she sang, not one chair turned around. When she went back, you can imagine she was in tears and sadness and disappointment. And her daughter embraced her. But on this year in the Voice, there were going to be those who would be invited to come back. And those who would be invited to come back would be those who didn't get a chair to turn. But she didn't know if she would be one of them or not. But her little girl said to her, Mama, don't give up hope. They might call you back. They might call you back. And she said, honey, no chair to turn. They're not going to call me back. It's over. And then she got home. And the phone rang. And it was the Voice saying to her, come back. Come back. Well, she didn't get through the finale. But guess what, brothers and sisters? The panel said to her, don't give up hope. Just because you may not win it here doesn't mean that you may not do something beyond the Voice. Brothers and sisters, don't give up. Don't give up hope here. Because there is more here than what the eye sees. Our hope is not in a what. It's not in a why. It's not in a how. It's in a who. Our hope is in Jesus. That's why it's a capital H, not a little H. Our hope is a person. Our hope came incarnate. Our hope came in the flesh. Our hope is God in and through Jesus Christ, who is our Lord, who has given us His Holy Spirit, who will help us to stand up, who will help us to look up, who will help us to keep believing when there may not be any belief left in us. God help our unbelief. Sometimes you and I have to believe for one another. Sometimes life gets so hard that you and I just can't hardly believe anymore. The doctors say something. Or somebody says something. Can you imagine working for GMC? 14,000 laborers. Don't know if you're going to have a job. Imagine doing that all of your life, and that's all you know to do. Imagine that you do something, and that's all you know to do. This happened to me when I was in the hospital, brothers and sisters. I was there saying, oh my gosh, what if I can't go back and be a minister in the United Methodist Church? I know nothing else to do. I already had plan B, C, D, E, F, and G before I entered the call of ministry. I had 12 jobs before I entered ministry. I've been fired too many times to feel like a Gatling gun. You know what it's like not knowing where you belong? Then you know what it's like finding what you were called to do, and then the threat of something being taken away from you. That very thing, the fear, the uncertainty of it all, that's frightening. You can pray all day, and the fear's still there. God says, I will see you through. May see darkness. Darkness to God is also light. Have you seen that new protection device that they've got in there? Homes now, I think it's in the UK. It's a mist. Have you seen it? If there's a burglar who comes in your house, a motion detector detects another element in your house and it spews out fog. And you can't see your hand in front of your face. So the thief can't see anything to steal. So they run out of the house. That is if they can find the door. Sometimes we can't find the door. Jesus says, I am the door. I am the door. We can enter through Him. Today our life may be dark. It may be foggy. We may need a sense of help today, but God is here to give it to us, brothers and sisters. Never, ever give up hope. close our eyes for the last time, even then, the end is not the end. The end is only another beginning. First, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On page 13 in your hymnals, we conclude, continue with our Holy Communion service. I will read that in light print and ask you to respond by reading that.
Keep going.
Let us begin. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right, a good and joyful thing always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, he gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts of Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ offered for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is God. Christ is risen. Christ will
come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Let them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Please join me as we pray the Lord's Prayer together, which begins, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
As the ushers come, we'll lead the congregation. Is our tradition of choir will come at this time, and those who assist me at the altar, would you please come at this time as well?
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.